living in urgent times, if you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
And if you're not Irish, you're Irish for the day, and you're wearing the green. So let us begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we offer this program to you through the intercession of St. Patrick today and our Blessed Mother. We pray for a powerful program that lives are touched and that anyone who may have never listened to this network tunes in today. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus. We pray today for all those victims of the tornadoes over the weekend and over last week, the horrible tornadoes, the cycle bomb that hit our country, the flooding, the loss of homes, the loss of lives. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you have mercy, that you bring all the people who have lost their homes and lost everything, to that you would bring them comfort and housing and food. And Lord Jesus, your presence, we still pray, Lord, for the people in California who've lost everything, who didn't have insurance, who don't even own a pair of shoes. We pray, Lord Jesus, for all those people to be comforted and that you will provide a way for them to rebuild and to have homes for their families. We pray for all those who are sick, Lord Jesus, all those who are sick with pneumonia and RSV and COVID and the flu right now. Children in hospitals. Jesus, we offer them all up to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray that this program will touch the lives of many people today through your intercession, Jesus. Amen. Well, what a weekend, right? We had all the horrible tornadoes around the country, the winds, the rain, and it was really frightening. And to watch the news of what happened all around us. And for those of us who are listening, it could have happened to us. The winds could have destroyed many things. We pray in a special way for you today. So in praying about what in the world would the Lord want me to share with you today, it really became quite obvious during the night that he wanted me to share the Stations of the Cross, but in a different way, because many of us, and our parish priest yesterday during the homily talked about, why don't you come and visit the church for Stations of the Cross on Fridays? Now, when I was growing up in Catholic school, we attended the Stations of the Cross. I remember this before school ended. But how many of us really, really, and truly during this Lent are making the Stations of the Cross? So if you haven't even thought about it, just look at your local parish or your local church and see if they're having the Stations of the Cross. It doesn't take any effort. You can sit in the pew if you're disabled. You don't have to stand, or if you're in a wheelchair. The Stations of the Cross are very powerful. So I wanted to remind you today, today, my friends, we're going to be talking about walking the way of the cross with Mary. So why Mary? And what does this mean? Do we put Mary in Christ's place, or by speaking to Mary, do we detract from Christ's redemptive suffering? How many times have we heard this? Oh, those Catholics, they put Mary right up there with Jesus. No, we don't. He alone is our Savior. Mary doesn't take Christ's place, my friends. She takes our place. She embodies the fullest and all vocations that Jesus Christ entrusted to each of us. That's right. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. That's from Mark 8, verses 34. Now, this is a hard saying, isn't it? Anyone who has suffered destiny's blows knows that to love the cross for its own sake is basically impossible. It would break us. Now, Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say that when suffering comes, it's a sign that we're close enough to the cross of Jesus for him to give us a kiss. Now, one day, did you know this? As she talked to a woman who had many, many crosses, she pointed out that they were a sign of Jesus's love for her. The woman turned to her and said, "Now, mother, please tell Jesus not to love me so much." The cross is a tough but an essential message. Now, the cross itself is the symbol of our faith, revered through the centuries. The cross is the sign of Christ's victory. It is the cross of Christ's victory. And this is why I'm going to take you on a journey today. This is a little unusual for me to do this, on walking the way of the cross with Mary. Now, Mary walks another way. She loves Christ passionately and totally. Her love made her ready for anything and everything, as long as she could be profoundly one with Christ and could serve his work. Her love urged her to suffer the way of the cross with her son. This is how she fully matured. Now, she helps all of us, if you're listening today, to master the anxieties we may have, the limitations we encounter on our life's way of the cross, and through them to grow in love. Those who walk the stations of the cross with the Blessed Mother will experience them as a path of blessing, as a liberating journey on the way of God. Did you know that? That's right. Now, Mary, Mother of our Redeemer and our Mother. That's right. She is Mother of our Redeemer and our Mother. You were the first to be with him on the earth. From the moment of his indwelling in you to his birth, when you took him into your arms, to his first journey to his father's house, throughout his hidden and public life, you were his companion, Mary, with him, loving him, centered on him. And at the ultimate point of redemption, his suffering and death, you were there. Now, too, you're called to stand at his side, for his redemptive work continues in every age. We would like to walk with you, Mary, for a while on your journey today, through the ages. Now, don't allow us to remain standing on the sidelines like uninvolved spectators. Point out the way, each step and implication, as you did so long ago. Teach us, Mary, to be peaceful, to remember that Easter is at the end. Free us of useless thoughts for just these few moments today on radio. Help us to forget the many things we have to do. Open the eyes of our hearts so that love alone is what we see behind all of this. Mary, help us to see everything with our hearts, and like you, to ponder with our hearts what we don't understand. You, who once by God were chosen, bore the Lord for our redemption. You may stand now at his side. You could walk with him each station, then and now, each generation, close to Jesus to the last. So, my friends, we're going to go on a Stations of the Cross journey with Mary today. So it's a prayer time. Now, you may think, I don't really want to listen to this, but again, it's a prayer time. And I know that those of you who are listening will be touched by the Lord and the Blessed Mother in a very special way. So let us begin with prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We adore you, O Lord, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Your Son stands before the court. He's not guilty, but he is condemned to death. He who did only good, who healed the sick, and awaken the dead to life, who wanted only to love. You are his mother. You know him, and you cannot comprehend what has happened here. Can't they see? You experience how Jesus is taunted, insulted, betrayed. You search the crowd for his friends, and there's no one. Have they all abandoned him? They were there when he was chained, then they ran. Sadly, you note that there no one defends him now, and he is silent. Yet in spite of chains, he's free. You can do nothing for him, not even to go to him. But at this moment, you are closer to him than ever before. Mary, you are his mother, our mother, my mother. You know how afraid I am of others' opinions. You know how quickly I tend to judge others without knowing all the facts. I, too, look on when injustice takes place. I stand on the sidelines where it doesn't touch me. I wait, detached, as if I were watching just another film. I hope that someone else will take the initiative. Mary, what would you do in my place if you had the chance? Can you help me to think before I accuse, Mary? To remember Jesus at that moment and not to expose and condemn my neighbors by uncontrolled and unnecessary talk and gossip? Help me to discover God in others today. Like you, help me to deeply, personally encounter behind all happenings, even this, the God of life, love, and justice. You must watch him stand condemned. Pain and terror, you alone seem to care. Not one friend defends your good son. Not one friend. Help my words be ever truthful, never testifying falsely, even if I stand alone. The second station, your son Mary takes the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. He drags his cross for love of us. You're his mother, Mary, but you cannot change a thing. You can only accompany him, be close to him, even if only from a distance, and show that like him, you're ready to fulfill the Father's will. Were you there when he told the strangers that his hour had come to be glorified? Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. John 12, verse 24. Did he hear when he told them, "Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I've come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Mary, somehow, he understood. He knew the Father's love like no other before him. But did you grasp this, Mary, at this moment? After Jesus, you carry the heaviest cross ever placed on human shoulders, for you knew like no other that he, your child, came from God and was the Father's son. Your love for him makes you able to bear this incredible pain in your own utter helplessness. How often I try to make things easier for myself. Oh, Mary, won't you teach me to bear my cross with the inner joy that committed love brings? My cross is meant for me, for no one else. It's so hard to stick it out, Mary, and endure the long, long haul. Walking here with you, Mary, who are mother and sister to me, the journey begins to make sense. Your quiet love, joined to my longing, helps me see his suffering face to face in my cross. It's almost as if you carry my cross for me. I trust that you will teach me to discover God's love, directing my life in every situation today, just as you found it in yours. You expect from me only my readiness to continue the journey daily, hourly. Even when the others turn from you, nothing tears you from the Savior, your own beloved Son. You will walk each station no matter where it leads. Help me walk, Mary, this path, each twisting and turning grateful for the love you're sharing. Help me to bear my cross today, Mary, with love. The third station, you see him fail. We adore you, O Jesus, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The hours in the garden, Mary, the betrayal, the hearing, the scourging, it is all too much for your son. He walks slower. His hands fail to serve him. It's beyond his strength, and you sense what is about to happen. He falls to the ground. Oh, Mary, you've never experienced him like this. Your strong young son, trained in the carpenter's trade, trained to carry heavy beams that his hands would fashion with sure grip. Will he make it now, you're asking? You ask yourself. You know that he has taken more upon himself than just this wooden beam. It's his merciful love for all of us that gives him the strength to stand again, to take further hold of his cross, and to carry it further. He will walk this path to the end for us. You know only too well how often we fail each day, Mary, how we dread and detest our only cross. We often think, oh, I wouldn't have the strength to bear it another minute longer, let alone a lifetime. Again and again, I stumble and fall under the burden of my own shortcomings, Mary. Help me to consider how to take my cross up again, to see it differently. Teach me to have patience with myself and with anyone who stumbles, who makes mistakes, who fails. To lift up the weak, to give him his strength, your son chose lowliness. When suffering presses me to the earth, stand by my side as you stood by his. Let his redeeming grace flow through your heart today to warm you, so that you may too bear witness to the fruitfulness of his grace and share his love with others. If you're just tuning in, we are walking the way of the cross with the Mother of Jesus, the Blessed Mother. And this is a prayer time for all of you, no matter where you are, no matter how you're listening. Please stay with us when we're going through this prayer journey, because I believe, I know, that many will be healed. Now the fourth station, you meet him face to face. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you've redeemed the world. You know this moment means farewell, perhaps for a long time. What may have taken place in your heart during these minutes, Mary? You long to hold him, to comfort him, like you did at the times he skinned his knees at play. This is surely the hardest day of your life. You let him go. For us, for this would be so much in need of mercy. Your aching, your broken-hearted love urges you to endure this appalling suffering with him. When I see your steadfast love, Mary, I know that all those who have to suffer similar things today who are listening can find consolation and strength in you. Jesus returns your gaze, Mary. Does he see a why in your eyes? Couldn't he work a miracle now? He worked so many for others. He worked the Cana miracle for you. He raised the widow's dead son for her. Couldn't he change things now so you could go home together and live a simple, good life? Like him, you don't want anything to hinder the Father's plan of redemption. To endure it and triumph, Jesus must take unto himself unimaginable human suffering. I know you wanted to be his servant forever, but Mary, did you realize that the son you bore would rise again? Did you wait to see what God still planned to do? Did your silent, compassionate love give him strength to go on? You gaze at one another. These seconds speak more than many words. This is how it ought to be for all of us. Every day, there are such encounters with Jesus. With your divine Son, will you too walk beside me today, Mary? Look at me deep down? Return my why with your gentle presence? When we look at one another, let it be as valuable as a long conversation. When others look at me, Mary, and I at them, how beautiful it would be if we saw the face of Christ reflected there, just as you reflected it. Your eyes communicate to your Son that with him, you will do what the Father asked, till life is totally given for the friend. I would like to join with him, Mary, one with you to find the Father and the infinite mystery of his love. One with you to hold lovingly, still without question. The fifth station. Simon helps Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Simon is forced to help your Son, Jesus, carry his burden. Now, how gladly you, his mother, Mary, would have liked to take Simon's place. A stranger shoulders the previous precious burden. Your help is not required, Mary, yet love is inventive. You discover another way to help. Unnoticed and quiet, the inconspicuous pattern of your love is also your way to suffer. Mary, show me where I can help, where I'm needed. Not being insistent or pushy, obtrusive or noisy, but being quietly understanding and compassionate, even if it means I can only share by bringing others' needs to God in prayer. That's intercessory prayer, my friends. Let me be a welcoming, receiving space where others can confidently place their worries and concerns without my own needs filling up all the room. Let me be a Simon, Mary, a Simon who helps others to bear their cross. If you cannot turn the destiny of your Son with your own hands, you nevertheless ease his burden by your quiet presence. Make me free of timid hesitation, free to see and sense and serve where it is best to do so, that my heart, carried by love, may embrace his cross. May embrace his cross. The sixth station, Veronica. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The woman holding the cloth doesn't bother about the crowd. She ignored the crowd. She breaks through the wall of insensitivity and mediocrity that surrounds her. Her courage is amazing. Mary, even in your anguish, did your heart experience a wave of joy at seeing this loving gesture? Was it as if you personally had been helped? Here was someone who endangered her own life to help your Son. And from a distance, you look on. You see that there are still some who will stand by Jesus. And this consoles you, Mary, in your profound sorrow. Veronica cannot free Jesus from his cross, but she doesn't stop there, does she, Mary? She still shows she cares. She does what is possible for her to do. Jesus looks at her and lets her know how precious even a seemingly insignificant service can be. Oh, Mother Mary, give me this courage too, to help with the means at my disposal, be they ever so trivial in the eyes of others. Greatness shows itself in little things. Small services can be a sign of genuine love. A kind word a friendly look, a gesture. These are the little things that can transform hearts, heal rifts, fight depression, anxiety, change selfishness into a love that recognizes the need of the neighbor. How I long to be like Veronica Mary and have Jesus' face etched in my memory forever. Genuine, courageous strength, confidently, gently challenging. Find ways to show faithfulness to Jesus' word and way. Teach me in faithful love to stand by him, Mary, by the only measure, which is love. The seventh station, God pressed to the earth. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Your son falls to the ground again, Mary, experiencing the limits of his strength. In reparation for human pride, he allows his human nature to suffer more deeply than any other person. He places the highest demands on himself, and he does not give up, but he lifts himself up and goes on. Love urges him to drink the chalice to the full. He wants to do more than this and no more, for his love never says, I've had enough. I'm blocked, Mary, by the fear of failing. The fear that I won't make it, that things won't turn out as I hoped. True, I want to carry my own cross, but I want to determine and weight myself so that I won't fall and look bad before others. And when I fall, as we all must, I have so many excuses ready to fix why I've fallen in the first place. Mother Mary, teach me to comprehend that my suffering, my falling and rising can become a blessing for others. If I remain simple, humble, honest, if I own my own humanness truthfully, stop me when I'm tempted to turn away from Jesus' torn face and say, I've had enough. Stop me, Mary, from saying, I've had enough. His strength has left me again. Still, he wants to dare the ultimate. He never says, I've had enough. You see him with his face crushed to the dust, wanting to give him everything, wanting to cover his bleeding with love. If only I could be you, another Mary, living only for him to my last breath. My friends, today we are walking the journey of the stations of the cross with the Blessed Mother. And we're humanizing this and making it, I pray, relevant to your current state of spirituality. And I highly encourage all of you to make the stations of the cross this Friday. So friends, stay tuned. We have so much more to cover. And when I come back, we have the rest of the stations and some other things to share with you. Hold on, please.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, Help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back, my friends. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done, which is heard every Monday on this network from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. We are discussing today, and we're actually praying, we're walking with the Mother of Jesus, the way of the cross. And I want to ask you, as I did in the opening, you know, do we put Mary in Christ's place, or by speaking to Mary, do we detract from Christ's redemptive suffering? He alone is our Savior. Mary does not take Jesus's place. She takes our place. So we are walking the way of the cross with the Blessed Mother. We're praying our way through the living stations. And I pray that some of these meditations will touch your heart in a special way, because we go from really sensing what Mary went through as she saw her son's suffering through the station to the cross, and then we interpret it into our daily lives. So stay with me. We have so much more to cover. So we're now on the A station, the weeping women. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. In his own unspeakable agony, Jesus hears the complaints and wailing of the women who follow him. They experience painfully, deeply the suffering of your son, Jesus, but they cannot grasp it or see through it. You know the compassionate heart of your son, Jesus. Do you sense, Mary, that he will stop to console these weeping women? That's his way. That's what he would do before the cross. He consoles others, and he doesn't think of himself. But he also makes them aware that the real reason for sorrow is sin. Theirs, mine, sins of the children's children. Your beloved son became your example in all things. You too, Mary, console the afflicted. You too, Mary, be light to those who live in error. Many persons down through the ages have asked you to teach them how to love Jesus as you did. Teach me too, Mary, today. Mother Mary, so often I walk by and just don't see. Help me to never intentionally pass by the suffering of others. But I also don't want to intrude, where silence is the best gift. Teach me to distinguish what form my compassion is to take, to console others even on my own down, terrible days. Pity is appalling, Mary. Empathy alone is never enough. And no one is served when we accuse a third party or place the blame on others. We have to change. Each one, here and now, let me learn from you what true consolation is. It is more than a expression of sympathy. The usual things we say when we're uncomfortable in the face of another's loss and pain. Mary, please show us how you do it, how we too can help others experience your son's merciful love. Your Jesus turns towards the women. He speaks kindly, clearly. Oh, do not cry for me, he says, but for yourselves and your children. The genuine reason to cry lies in our sins. Mother Mary, help me to look deeper, not to insist or trust on appearances, but to consider the consequences of these actions. Oh, please let goodness and kindness be victorious in me. The third fall in ninth station. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. You watch your beloved child grow weaker every step. You see how he falls, he's exhausted, at the limits of his physical strength. how excruciating for him, how agonizing for you as his mother to have to see this without being able to intervene. Powerlessness. This is what it means. Ancient legends tell us you fainted here, that you felt his weakness in your own limbs and stumbled to the ground. I wonder, did anyone help you as you longed to help him? How shall this go on, Mary? Yet you continue to believe. Far away, in a time long past, you heard the words, "For nothing will be impossible with God," from Luke 1, verse 37. Jesus gets up again. He knows what's impossible when it all seems unthinkable to the rest of us. Mary, I fall so often and every day, cannot manage much in life, and often imagine that my cross is harder to bear than my neighbor's. The cross of personal weakness and guilt presses me down. Oh, Mary, you went through this with his wound etched in your heart. Walk beside me, Mary. Please walk beside me. Help me to find shelter and mercy so that I will draw strength to stand up again and follow him no matter what it takes. Teach me, Mary, in turn, how to be close to those who have fallen next to me. Teach me, Mary, to understand that I don't have to do everything by myself. All of us are on the journey together, that we may place our full trust in Jesus, who embraces us with his compassionate love. God's power will win in the end. You trust in his omnipotence, even now when he lies helpless on the ground before us. When my strength dwindles, my only hope is to be wrapped in his strength and warmed by the presence you share, so that eternal love's power may be victorious in me. If you're just tuning in again, we're doing the way of the cross. We're walking with the mother of Jesus. This is a prayer time, and I know and believe that if you pray this, the Lord has a special gift for you. The 10th station, Jesus is stripped. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you've redeemed the world. Did you weave the garment they tore from him, lashed and bleeding body? Did you recall how he lived his privacy so pure, so strong? True, he never lived in luxury and comfort. But here they took the last thing he had on earth, his clothing. The executioners take no note of their victim's honor, nor of that fine feeling of human privacy. Nothing may belong to him anymore, not exteriorly, not interiorly. He allows himself to be made poor that we may become rich. One could hardly be more lowly or poor, right? Surrounded by gawking crowds, he feels this humiliation burning worse than all his wounds. It is true that they are, and we, become sport of Jesus. But no one can injure his greatness. No one can rob him of his godly dignity. Mary, you know how frequently human dignity is undervalued, neglected, even despised in our time. The dignity of women, the dignity of the unborn children, the dignity of prisoners and the elderly. Help me to protect them whenever I have the opportunity. Teach me how to stand up for the honor of others, but remain calm myself if someone deprives me of the respect and recognition I think are rightly mine. Whatever people permit themselves to do cannot rob him of his honor. He remains king then and now. You seek to increase his honor, and this is why you continue to come among us, a tradition you carry on through the ages. Let me walk with you, Mary. Teach me to pray as he taught us. Father, all glory be yours. The 11th station, they nail him to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you've redeemed the world. As mother, can you look at this scene, Mary, without breaking down? I hear the ringing blows and cringe. I stop my ears and look away. Was it that way for you, Mary? You miss no blow, Valina, no taunting, mockery. You know the anguish of your son, the isolation and loneliness he must endure in the midst of this raucous cruelty. There's no going back, Mary. He's fastened to the cross, and again you're overwhelmed in the realization that you can do nothing for him except be with him until this terrible thing is over. Mary, my inability to love, drowned in selfishness, self-pity, nails your son to the cross every day. When I insist on doing things my way and only my way, I drill the nails deeper into his wounds. I know it. I am forever reacting, following the impulses of my first reaction, not pausing, pondering, praying to know God's will and plans for this event or that person. Oh, forgive me. Give me the strength to bear the nails in my life today as atonement for the nails he bore. Even though your soul quakes, you want to share everything with him. Be with him during his passion and death. Be with him at the hour of our redemption. Oh, Mary, help me to see this whole picture, to find the horizon beyond myself, to stand by him as you did, to live the way you lived. The 12th station, he dies for us. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. He speaks still. Jesus still speaks. Word after word is pressed into your motherly heart, Mary. Somehow you sense that the yes you said long ago wasn't said in vain. And from the cross he gives you to us as his mother. Your motherly love, motherly care, is to extend to us. This is your son's final mandate, his farewell greeting. Yes, this is his final gift before he completes the redemptive death for us. With him, you give yourself to the Father as he surrenders his life. Father, into your hands. From Luke 23, verse 46. Mary, could you fathom the whole why of his death any more than we can today? As listeners, can you really give your yes as fully as you gave his? The ancients tell us that you long for a redemptive hour in the fullness of your own love. And it's true that you stood at his side to the bitter end. Mary, you living gift of our Lord and Savior, make me ready, like you, to sacrifice what I love the most, if the Father wills it, if it may become one small share in bringing faith, hope, and healing love to the world around me. Help me to pray courageously. Take me from my very self, and my very self if it disturbs this love. Please. He whom you once gave human life wants to give you to us, Mary. His testament of love that our doxology will never end. Glory be joyfully given to the Father through Christ with Mary, highly praised in the Holy Spirit correspondent from the universe now and for all eternity. The 13th station, Jesus is laid in your arms. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Now, for the last time, you hold him, Mary, in your arms. You're alone with him and with the Father. Your thoughts wander back 30 years. His death, like his birth, takes place in conditions of extreme need and contempt. He whom you carried in your arms as a child now lies before you, executed. You meditate on his wounds. You trace your finger over the places where the thorns penetrated. I too, Mary, fear guilt for this. Have you forgiven us who mistreated him this way? Your kind, quiet gentleness speaks acceptance and forgiveness. Pray for us, Mary. Pray for me. Tell me, Mary, what I can do in response to his love, your love, Show me what sacrifice he expects of us. Help me to bear my present pain, my cross today, in atonement for my sins and the sins of others. Silently surrender to the Father, you sacrifice the love of your Son in heroic reconciliation and acceptance. Your faith finds a glimmer of light in the darkness and allows you to see him who shatters the darkness of death and night and horror. The 14th person who's laid in a grave, we adore you, O Jesus, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. What a moment, Mary. Strong, serving hands take his body from you. Now the external separation cannot be avoided. His presence is gone. Loneliness and abandonment must have filled your heart, Mary. Are the others standing by you? Do they, friends, now think that everything's over? Senseless for nothing? Not you. You believe in God's mercy. You sang of his mercy and continue to sing it from generation to generation. Your heart, Mary, again finds peace, for his mercy will somehow show itself from age to age. Even now, God makes no mistake. You trust us, Mary. Your yes remains. You are totally given to the Father. Blessed Mother, Christ bearer, I admire you and ask you to intercede today for all those who are listening and obtain this kind of faithful strength for all of us. How often we pray so routinely, your will be done, which is the title of this radio program, Thy Will Be Done. But do I really mean it? How hard it is for me to grasp the Father's will. He awaits me, yes, no matter what happens to me. How often we bury human hope. We can't seem to recognize God's wise guidance. Oh, Mary, teach us to trust that God makes no mistakes. All your loving, wishing, thinking, meltdowns, merges, one with the Father's plan of love. Help us to quiet all of our longings, Mary, that the Father's loving will may be fulfilled in us and in those we love. Amen. Mary, Mother of God, and our own Blessed Mother, it is hard to comprehend, but how you must have pleased the Father in this hour of suffering. He expected so much of you. Indeed, you did justice to his demands. You stuck it out. You stayed close to your Son, Jesus, in spite of physical distance and total helplessness. You were united with him in the midst of your own inner agony. Is God there? In God, there is separation. No one may divide this Son and this Mother. This is the plan. The suffering of your Son and how you accompanied him is always an example, a source of strength and consolation for all of us. You want us to be close to when the Father places great demands on us. Walking with you, we learn how to see and do things his way. Please, Mary, take me along every day on your path at the side of your Son. Take me along to the real and most beautiful goal of our lives. With Jesus, the Christ, take us to the Father. For according to the Savior's word, this is in each one's destiny. Mother, what you bore urges me to say a loving thank you. You endured suffering not for him alone. Yes, for him in the first place, but also for me. A listener today on In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. If only I could walk like you through life, a thanksgiving gift in return. My path leads homeward to the Father. Were you at home? Were you divine Son, reigning in glory? Where the Holy Spirit fills every vast void, including empty human hearts who are listening today. Where love and joy have no end. Let each step lead us there. May each step lead us there. Now, St. Teresa of Avila, my friends, when she was very young, had a great, great, great cross of sickness, and she prayed to the Lord to take it away. As many of us today who are listening may be praying for the Lord to take it away. Later on, she said that she thought she had made a mistake. She should have learned to carry that cross as best as she could. While it lasted, God taught her many things through that cross and gave her many, many blessings. Ask the Lord today and our Blessed Mother, my friends, after growing through this prayer journey with me, to give you strength to bear your crosses. They will bring you many graces, and they'll bring your loved ones many graces as well. It is through bearing our crosses that God pours faith and pours forth his grace abundantly upon the world. We can't waste our crosses today. I don't care. Maybe you have an upset stomach, or you lost your job, or you lost a loved one, or you're looking for an apartment or a place to stay. No matter what your cross is, don't waste it. Don't waste it. Offer it up, because St. Teresa of Avila learned that. She wanted to get rid of it. She wanted to get rid of it, but she learned that it is a blessing. Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say that when suffering comes, it's a sign that we are close enough to the cross of Jesus for him to give us a kiss. The cross is a tough but essential message for all of us to hear, especially during Lent. The cross itself is the very symbol of our faith, my friends. It's revered throughout the centuries. Now, the Roman Emperor Constantine was a pagan in the year 312. He faced a battle over control of the Western Empire. And the night before this battle, Constantine had a vision in which he saw a cross in the sky emblazoned in light. And round the cross were the words, "In this sign you shall conquer. In this sign you shall conquer." He ordered the sign of the cross put on the armor of all the soldiers in his army, and they marched into battle and won. My friends, the cross is the sign of Christ's victory. It's a sign of Christ's victory, not defeat. A priest, when they're conducting an exorcism, uses a cross because this is such a powerful means of confronting Satan. The demons are afraid of the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus transformed the symbol of suffering, humiliation, and death into a symbol of hope, life, and promise. Jesus preached. He preached about the cross three times during his public ministry. Do you know that? If you study the sacred scriptures, he preached three times about the cross in his public ministry, predicting that he would suffer and die on the cross, but that he would rise again. The first occasion came after Jesus asked his disciples who people thought he was. They said some people thought he was John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, still others one of the prophets. Then he asked, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter asked, "You're the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Now that the disciples knew that Jesus was the Messiah, he had to tell them, my friends, what kind of Messiah he was, and that he was going to be a suffering Messiah, betrayed by his own people. And by the way, at this revelation, Peter pulls Jesus aside and he says, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." Now, if you're doubting what I'm saying, look up Matthew 16, verse 22. He's trying to talk him out of the cross. And Jesus replies, "Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me. You're a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Now, on the second occasion where the cross is mentioned in the sacred scriptures, The apostles were afraid to question Jesus about the predictions he made about his suffering. They were soon lost in arguing, did you know that, among themselves, about which one of them was the greatest. Now, on the third occasion, Jesus told the apostles that they were headed for Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles, be mocked and scourged and crucified, and will be raised on the third day. The Gospel of Luke tells us that they, the apostles, understood none of these things. They did not grasp at what was said. And clearly, the apostles hoped that Jesus would be an earthly Messiah who would drive out the Romans and establish the kingdom of Israel as it had been under King David and King Solomon. Now, those were the glory years. Boy, they really longed for it. Did you know that? But that wasn't Jesus' plan. For him, the cross was everything. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and would it that it would already kindle, Luke 12, verse 29. He was referring to the Holy Spirit, the fire of love, and that's what we need to pray for. We need to pray for that fire of love today, my friends, that fire of love that we are committed to the Lord Jesus, that we, as Father Andrew Apostoli said, in, maybe 10 years ago, walk humbly with your God. Live a virtuous life. My friends, we can't avoid the cross. So no matter what cross you are carrying today, offer it up. Bless the person who has persecuted you or betrayed you. Offer up the suffering for perhaps someone in this radio apostolate who needs your prayers. Don't waste the suffering. Don't waste it. And I pray in a very special way that you will, again, try to make the Stations of the Cross this Friday at your local parish. Even if you're disabled, you can sit in a wheelchair or in the back of the pew. No matter what, just go. Because so many have lost the power of this great, great time of going through the Stations of the Cross. And this is why I was led to do the Way of the Cross, walking with the Mother of Jesus today. I hope and pray that this touched your life in a special way, because Mary embodies the vocation Christ has entrusted to each of us as his disciples. And she models unwavering faith and trusting surrender. She loves with her whole being, and her love makes her ready to accept anything and everything, even to share the cross of her Son. And as we walk with Mary to Calvary, as we converse intimately with her along the Via Dolorosa, we learn to open our heart more completely to Christ. If your heart is stuck in a place and you're hurting today, accompany Mary on the Via Dolorosa. Pray through the Stations of the Cross. Mary, Jesus' mother and ours, teach us how to take up our own cross and follow Jesus in a spirit of limitless love and undying hope. So until next week, my friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. Please keep this apostle in your prayers. Please keep Kathleen in your prayers as she vacations. And we pray that every broadcaster this week touches your heart in a very special way, because this radio apostolate is anointed. God has called you, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. And of course, may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.
Alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.